This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on academic proof, finally, that more diversity equals more community. On the streets in lower income and working communities, a generation of community organizers has argued that, everything being equal, our gumbo neighborhoods of mixed and matched families, races, and ethnicities, in fact, work and work well when people are able to organize together and act collectively. The academic community has not been very friendly to either our experience or our argument, needless to say. A random call from my old friend and the learned professor, scholar, and public policy expert from the frozen north, Jewel Rogers, ostensibly testing a new telephone, alerted me to news he knew that I would eat like dessert. A study coming out of a close analysis of demographics in London, yes, England, arguably one of the more diverse cosmopolitan cities in the world, had found, after a rigorous and careful study of various factors in London neighborhoods, that, in fact, more diversity equals more community, or social cohesion in their terms. Okay, so here we go. The authors Patrick Sturgis, Ian Brunton-Smith, Joni Kuai, and Jonathan Jackson wrote this paper for the journal Ethnic and Racial Studies late in 2013. They make you wade through the overview of the raging Ivy Tower dispute on whether diversity in close proximity triggers conflict or cohesion, as well as a bunch of math and tables. The conflict, scholars argue that diversity will trigger fierce competition for resources and position in communities. The contact, scholars take the opposite position, that the more there is interaction, the more there will be reduced conflict, acceptance, and social cohesion in diversely populated communities. It's hard to find a bridge over such a gaping chasm. But here comes this analysis in which, in Joel's words, finally controls for income. And it turns out, in my words, obviously, in my experience as well, that hell yes, there's conflict when there's competition in the same community for equity and resources, jobs, access, and so forth. But when you flatten the income differences, which happens by necessity in lower income communities, then in fact the constant interchange of people trying to survive, live and let live, and act together in ways large and small produces community or social cohesion. Here's how they say it. Diversity and deprivation are strongly intertwined in London, with ethnically diverse neighborhoods tending to also be more deprived. Because deprivation has its own negative effect on cohesion, if only diversity is included in the prediction of cohesion, its estimated effect will be a mixture of the positive influence of diversity and the negative effect of deprivation. The diversity and deprivation effects cancel one another out. However, once deprivation is included, the diversity coefficient becomes substantial and positive because the deprivation component of its variance now has been partialed out. In other words, for neighborhoods with a given level of deprivation, those that are more ethnically diverse tend to have higher levels of perceived cohesion. This finding demonstrates two important points, one methodological and one substantive. Methodologically, it is clear that any analysis of the effect of ethnic diversity on social psychological outcomes must adequately account for the social and economic conditions in which diversity is found. Substantively, we find that in London, social cohesion is significantly higher in more ethnically diverse neighborhoods once we have accounted for the fact that more diverse neighborhoods tend predominantly to be more socioeconomically deprived. In other words, diversity is not the issue. In fact, the authors also found that young folks growing up in diverse communities were virtually a perfect blend compared to the older parts of the population with less interaction. So in what should surprise no one, in fact, should be a booster rocket to the arguments about the urgency of increasing equality all over the world, class actually matters. Differences in resources and money actually create conflict. Load this bullet into guns of your arguments from now on and shoot it straight and true. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.